Tuesday night, the Buffalo Silver Band rehearses at the Anglican Church of St. Nicholas in West Seneca. It is where they create that unique sound of music. The band was actually modeled after British-style brass bands, offering a very distinctive sound to our community. We spoke with three members of the band.
I'm Dave Myro, and I'm a bass trombone player in the band.
I'm Mike Vanderpye. I'm the Buffalo History Band historian, and I play cornet.
Hi, I'm Bill Coca. I'm the band director or ringmaster. We use all conical bore instruments. Not getting too technical here. We use cornets. We use E-flat horns as opposed to French horns. We use baritones and euphoniums, a couple different kinds of tubas. We have a set instrumentation. Flugelhorn. I can't forget flugelhorns. Trombones. We have a set instrumentation. We have a set number of people that should be in the ensemble. It should be about 23 people, along with percussionists. We carry a little bit more than that, mostly because we have a fairly extensive performance schedule, or we'll do 12 to 15 performances a year, and we can't always ensure that everyone will be there. So we have extra people and parts to make sure that we're always covered.
I know there's some historic background, if you want to jump in and give us a little bit of that, of how it all started down on Austin Street.
Yeah, well, for the first 65 years or so, the band actually was associated with a church. Initially, it was the First Hungarian Baptist Church Band. That church was formed back in 1912 to 1916, something in that framework. And there were a number of musicians in this small congregation that stepped up to augment the worship services. And so very quickly, with the talented people in the church, they had the First Hungarian Baptist Church Band.
We are sometimes a band for hire. Mm-hmm. We do perform for communities that in summer parks and in concert series that are paid. We do, however, provide services free for churches, for assisted care homes, for retirement homes, and that's been part of what the band does.
What's the general age range of those in the band?
From about 22, I think, up to about 88 or something. 84.
Wow.
And another service I think we provide is in the sense that we have a lot of people, a lot of different people from the community who are members. Among our membership, we have people who've been band directors and music teachers, but we also have a lot of people from other walks of life, engineers, professors, other kinds of teachers. You can just about name it, and we have a variety. There are men and women in the band playing a variety of instruments. Our band president right now is a woman who's an experienced music teacher. I think we extend ourselves to also to the schools and to the community to help provide a different kind of music and a quality of music that would be interesting to younger people quite a bit.
How do you find your sound and keep that quality up?
Practice. Practice and rehearsal, truly. It's having the full instrumentation. It's having competent people throughout the ensemble. And the ensemble does it. It ranges from inability from very, very good to just off the charts, amazingly good. As far as individual performers are concerned, it really is to stand in front of the group. It's a pleasure to listen to how well they perform and how well they play.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in and talking about the Buffalo Silver Band and your centennial season. We look forward to hearing you out in public.
Thank you so much for
having
us.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate what WBFO does for the community as well.